Solutions.com.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is amazing. We are under 2 weeks to go to the Super Bowl, and the line is changing. And in fact, the line changed again today, I guess. Gentleman Jim Dallas is a regular at the Westgate Sportsbook. You've been following the numbers since Sunday night, I guess. And they are a-changing.
They are indeed. And of course, the official, you know, there's always the official beer of the NFL. I think it's Bud Light. And, you know, the official car, it used to be Genesis. And now the official sportsbook of the NFL is Caesars Sportsbook. And there was somebody who plucked down a $522,000 bet on the Rams, and that was -4. And that was a big enough move, enough money for the Rams to move the line to 4.5, because they want to get equal play on each side, and that, of course, mitigates the loss of the sports book in case a lot of you don't want a one-sided game or action, let's put it that way. That's what they're trying to do, so they're trying to balance that out. So with one big swoop of $500,000, it went from 4 to 4.5 at Caesars.
Wow. And we've had at least one or two really, really big bets, six-figure bet on this game.
And I tell you what, yeah. Of course, it was our friend down in Houston that, you know, the...
Mattress Mac,
that he plunked a lot of money. I think it was on the Tennessee Titans. Against the Bengals, and I think it was over a couple of million. We talked about it, and he lost that one. Of course, he writes that off on his taxes and does it every year. But, yeah, I mean, this is a lot of money, and I don't know. When you get into that 4, 4.5 range, and at the end of the game, so many of these games, Kevin, you know, you've been watching as well, they've come down to overtime or a field goal at the end of the game.
Last play of the game.
Yes, it's happened on almost every game of the playoffs this year. It's one of the better playoff seasons I think we've ever had. But certainly, when you get up into 4 and 4.5, yeah, you better hope that that your team really, really takes a big lead and holds on, because you never know in today's NFL.
Isn't that the truth? Coming up on the program, we're going to be talking about Southern Nevada as a livable community. And we are getting anecdotal evidence, but there is some truth to this. Wallet Hub does latest findings on communities as to how they rank nationally on a variety of issues, socioeconomic, education, all kinds of stuff. And it's going to be interesting to see. I'll give you some numbers that Keith came up with from Wallet Hub about the Silver State and how we rank 42nd in the nation to raise a family. That's a little scary. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. And by the way, you can weigh in as well. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Are we really a livable community? Are we really a livable city, Las Vegas? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Tell you what, doesn't even have to be rush hour, and we're getting bumper-to-bumper flows there through that construction on Interstate 515. And, of course, my experience on the way to work today hit every single red light on the way into the radio station today, and there was about 10 of them. So maybe that's why people are going through the bumper-to-bumper conditions on the 515 right now, and it's going to be that way all the way through 2022, both directions between Main and Eastern. Also, the Eastern Avenue is closed there at the 515 as part of that same project. They're going to be rebuilding those on-ramps, and you'll tap the brakes there on Interstate 15 North at Flamingo.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Golden Knights banged up going into their game against the Sabres tonight. They were already going to be without Chandler Stephenson and Dylan Coghlan due to health and safety protocols, but now defenseman Nick Hague and Zach Whitecloud have each been ruled out for tonight's game as well. UNLV basketball, they are in action this evening. They are going to be back at home for a game for just the second time in an 18-day span. They've got a rivalry game tonight as they match up against UNR. UNLV 12-9, 4-4 in league play, Nevada 9-9. 3-4 in conference play. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
Is this for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil drizzle.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to stopping Joe Biden, we Nevadans have the ability to do just that. For three consecutive polls, President Donald Trump's endorsed candidate for U.S. Senate, Adam Laxalt, is beating Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Adam Laxalt is the leader we need who will win this race and turn the Senate back over to the Republicans. As our Attorney General, Laxalt sued the federal government to protect our property rights, and he won. He sued to protect our gun rights, and he won. He sued to stop amnesty for illegal immigrants, and he won. And Adam Laxalt sued to protect our religious liberties, and you got it, he won. Adam's a conservative fighter and an America First winner. That's why he's endorsed by President Trump, Governor Ron DeSantis, and other conservatives we trust. Adam needs your help, too. Join him and senior Trump advisors Rick Grinnell, Cash Patel, and Matt Whitaker for a Las Vegas office grand opening at 10 a.m. on February 5th. Visit adamlaxalt.com/events to RSVP for your free ticket today.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you're wondering why Catherine Cortez Masto is losing in just about every poll that I've seen, anywhere from 2 to 4 points to Adam Laxalt. And Governor Sisolak's a weird one that I haven't seen a lot of polling on this. But what polling I did see originally 6 months ago was that people generally liked the job he was doing, which runs counter to what I know. And the anecdotal evidence that I find just from talking to people across the state. This new Wallet Hub findings, this is incredible. That Nevada now ranks 42nd in the nation in raising a family. It's according to WalletHub.com. And in fact, Nevada ranks 49th in the nation in the categories of socioeconomics, affordability, and education/childcare. I want to talk with you over the course of the next few minutes about your view of the place where you live. It's one thing to see polling numbers and analyses of what's going on out there. It's quite another to live through it. I've had numerous chances to leave Nevada over the course of the last 10 years. But I'm going to tell you something. I love it here, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. But I know there are people that don't like living here. They don't like the education system. They don't like a lot of stuff about living here. I want to find out what you think, where you live. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you, from somebody that lives here, what is so bad? I can tell you the education system is bad. The education system sucks. And it's not getting better. But I want to find out from people that actually live here what this is all about. Is it really as bad as folks make it out to be? There are, you know, the fact that we've got a governor who doesn't communicate with his voters, doesn't communicate with members of the legislature. I mean, I've talked with so many legislators that in the height of the pandemic, when we were closing schools and closing golf courses, you know, it's really tough. And yet people do say they like where they live. Let's go to Lewis. Lewis, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Hey, Kevin. Yeah, man. This place, unfortunately for us, has turned into Los Angeles East or Los Angeles, Nevada. The people that have been here a long time, the people that are established, we're not noticing the craziness because we're already established. But our children, our grandchildren, they can't afford to live here anymore. Look at the houses, $410,000.
Yeah.
The median price of a home. Somebody that works in the casino can't afford that. You know, and these politicians, I don't care who they are, right, red or blue, talk about we have to diversify the economy. Well, do it. Diversify the economy first, and then everything else should follow. But I think the rising rents here have been a product of, and I'm a realtor as well, the rising rents here were a product of people not paying their rent during the pandemic. It's simple mathematics. I have a 10-unit apartment complex, and I'm charging $100 a month in rent, and before the pandemic, everyone's paying, that's $1,000. Minus my mortgage, $700, minus $150 in expenses, I profit $150. Okay? Well, now, during the pandemic, I went from collecting 10 rents to collecting 3. Who's got to make up the difference for the people that didn't pay?
Yeah.
The people whose lease is up. So their rent goes from 1 to 3.
John. No.
You know, we have to talk to our friends, our neighbors, our family members, and tell them, forget about Biden, forget about national politics. You have to focus on local politics. 7 council members in Las Vegas City Council, 5 of them are Democrat. Every single commissioner on the Clark County Commission is a Democrat. That's why this place is turning into Los Angeles.
Well, if you're talking Clark County Commission, there are no Clark County Commission is all Democrats, 7 of them.
Yeah, that's what I said. 7 Democrats.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Las Vegas City Council is 5 and 2. You know, out of the 7, 5 of them are Democrats.
Good
Look
point.
At the state legislature. I'm not saying Democrats are better than Republicans and Republicans are better than Democrats, but what Republicans are going to do is they're going to bring a balance to everything. Because look at the state legislature. Our state's a mess.
Yeah.
Our state's a mess.
Lewis, I got to run. I got to hit a break here. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And I appreciate your perspective from a guy that's been here. Stay where you are. You want to join us. John is waiting in the queue. We'll get to his call coming up right out of the break. So stay with us. More to do as we continue. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it was weird back in the, I forget, 80s, 90s. They came up with a statistic for, and a rating for cities. And it all had to do with being a more livable city. If we build a 50,000 seat football stadium, it'll make our city a more livable city. And now you've got Wallet Hub doing the latest findings on raising a family in a community. And it turns out that Nevada ranked one of the worst states to raise a family, 49th. In socioeconomic, education, child care, 42nd in the nation, the 42nd best to raise a family. And it occurred to me, there's got to be a reason for this. You know, a lot of people are moving here over the last 10 years. We saw that with the census figures. But why is it that people seem to think that this is not a livable city? Let's go to John. John, you're up and you're on Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, John. What's up, man?
Well, I just relocated from New Jersey about 6 months ago. And with regard to affordability, the condo that I have back in New Jersey is about 1,000 square feet, and I pay about $15,000 a year in property tax for that.
Oh, wow.
And on top of the $15,000, there's an $850 a month HOA fee. So just in tax and HOA fees alone in New Jersey, I mean, on average, you're looking at, you know, 20-some-odd thousand dollars a year.
Wow.
And I'm not by any means the highest, you know, tax bracket in New Jersey as far as property tax goes. There is a belief that if you're paying higher taxes, 75% of that goes into the school system. But I got bad news for you. The local school system where I am in New Jersey is awful. Nobody wants to send their kids there. They've got all brand new metal detectors that they bought with our tax dollars, I guess.
That's good.
But you wouldn't
That's
want your kids going to these schools.
Let me ask you. You say you have relocated to Nevada from New Jersey.
I have six. I've been in New Jersey my entire life, and 6 months ago I moved from New Jersey to Las Vegas.
Tell me how you like it.
Or I love
it. Oh, you like it?
I love it. The weather is fabulous versus New Jersey. I'm talking to my friends at home. It's like 9 degrees there right now.
Oh my God.
Just not paying New Jersey state income tax is like getting a big fat raise. So I understand, you know, the education system out here is a concern, but, you know, the flip side of that is that's why the property taxes are so low
yeah.
out here. And remember that, you know, raising property tax with the expectation that you're going to improve education doesn't always work. And New Jersey is evidence of that because, again, the taxes are sky high and the schools are awful. There's good public schools in New Jersey, but where I am with the high tax, the schools are awful.
Well, I have a little brother who lives in either Sewell or Mount Washington. So it's by Philly. And he's lived there for 30 years. I've tried to get him to move out here and save a whole bunch of money, and he won't do it. But go figure.
Yeah. Well, South Jersey is traditionally a little cheaper because, again, the further away you get from New York City, you know, life becomes a little more affordable. My condo sits literally right on the Hudson River across from New York City. So
that explains that. That explains that. Hey,
indeed,
John, welcome. Indeed. Welcome to our community. Thank you so much. Call me again soon, okay?
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Thanks, man. That's John. Let's see if we can squeeze Brady in. Brady, I got about 90 seconds before the break. What's going on, man?
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I wanted to bring up the school system. I have my son's in the school system. He's in sixth grade. And nothing has gotten any better since about 2 years now. And these kids are still having to wear masks all day long. You know, you've got maybe 20% have got the jab, which is absolutely ridiculous. It should be child abuse. If you give any kids a jab, that should be child abuse, and you should be sent to jail if you're a parent. The more that we find out what's in these vaccines that are supposed to be vaccines, they're not vaccines at all. They don't work at all. They don't stop the transmission. They don't stop you from spreading it, from getting it. And they also might increase the chance of you getting sicker in the future and making you get your body down to the equivalent of an AIDS patient. What I would like to see, just like these medical records were released from a whistleblower from the military, there is a 1,000% increase in HIV in our military, a 500% increase in miscarriage. This is in 1 year. 350% increase in heart attack. Okay, this is the real information of what's in the jab. We need to get this information out, give it to the teachers, the school board, eliminate every mandate, which they're like they're trying to do in Ottawa, in Canada, and do the same thing here. We need to stop this tyranny and end the mass genocide immediately.
Hey, Brady, I got to cut you off there because I got to hit a break. We got news coming up at the top of the hour. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMCQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious, COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want. Family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at
702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that